Alaska Governor Frank Murkowski is wrestling with a budget shortfall, and as a possible solution, he has raised the unthinkable. He proposed tapping the state's sacred cow, the so-called permanent fund. This fund provides every resident with a check each year. It was created with royalties from the state's vast oil wealth. One year, residents got nearly $2,000. This week, a committee created by the governor to solve the budget crisis rebelled against his idea. They suggested an income tax as a better way to close the budget gap. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Like some states, Alaska has no income tax and no sales tax. But unlike any state, Alaska has a rapidly swelling nest egg called the Permanent Fund. $27.7 billion socked away for when the oil runs out. But as incredible as it may sound, despite its prosperity, Alaska's facing a budget shortfall. Governor Frank Murkowski.
No other state has our wealth, no other state has our options. Caught with oil and gas in the ground, with timber and fish, with gold, copper, zinc, silver, and with $28 billion in the bank, and with fiscal deficits, and not enough money for the future to plow our roads.
The governor's preferred solution is to rejigger the formula that pays dividends from the fund. He'd like to use more money from the fund's earnings for state government. But he needs political cover to do so, because messing with the fund or anyone's PFD, permanent fund dividend check, is political suicide. So hoping for a go-ahead, he convened 55 Alaskans, from a woodworker to a whaling captain, to a conference modeled after the state's constitutional convention back in 1955. While most have said the state is at a crossroads, Murkowski offered a different metaphor at the start of the gathering.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today on a ledge.
But the group didn't like the jump or climb option, and after 2 days of intense debate, chose a route the governor specifically ruled out, an income tax. Former Senate President Clem Tillian.
Without passing this, we're just sanctifying a raid on the permanent fund.
A two-thirds majority endorsed the income tax in a straw poll vote. The idea was spurred on by a former governor, Jay Hammond, who was specifically not asked to the conference as a delegate, but showed up anyway and received the only standing ovation of the three-day event. Hammond knew he was sticking it to the current governor and was clearly enjoying it.
Remember, he has said no income tax. He's put himself in a box, unfortunately, in that regard. I think he sees the wisdom of, and perhaps the necessity of somewhere down the line having to use some sort of broad-based tax, be it statewide sales or income. So I suggest, why don't you, in compliance with your assurance you're going to let the people decide these things, put it out there in the ballot.
Hammond and Tillian are both Republicans, and the GOP isn't known for its love of taxation. But it wasn't simply the prospect of smaller dividend checks that prompted the call for an income tax. For most, it was a fairness issue. The checks go to every Alaskan, regardless of income. Whittling away at them, many say, is regressive. Others cited devastating cuts to school districts across the state and the legislature's blatant failure to fund basic needs, despite the state's wealth. But by day three, after a banner headline in the statewide newspaper, the delegates began acting like politicians, and a retreat began.
The amendment to the amendment is to delete from the amendment the words consideration of a personal income tax, comma, taxes on the oil industry, comma, and or user fees, but not limited to adopting broad-based taxes and other alternative sources of income.
In the end, the final letter sent to the legislature suggests consideration of a personal income tax and other broad-based taxes. Although the wording isn't as strong as some had hoped, it still puts Governor Murkowski on the spot. When he convened the conference, he promised to submit their recommendations as bills to the legislature. But even if the idea of an income tax never reaches the State House floor, 55 Alaskans made history this week, going further than the legislature or governor ever dared to face the state's fiscal problems and a future without oil. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.